change is inevitable. Okay, I don't care if you got a New Year's resolution. I don't care if you do or do not practice New Year's resolution, because honestly, I kind of don't either. But change is inevitable, and I hope that you don't plan to be the same person you was 2019 and 2020. Something has to get better, whether it's with you, your life, your family, your finances, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your love life, your mentality, self-love, mental health. I don't care. Okay, you know, you can always reach out to me. My Instagram is _AsiaLicious. DM me or email me. My email is in my Instagram too, but just in case, it is MissAsiaRenee@gmail.com, just like my podcast name. And always feel free to leave reviews or feedback. I really don't care. Like, if it's bad and you don't like it, leave a 1-star. Say what you gotta say. If it's 5, leave a 5-star. That's great too. And I didn't feel like I was really doing anything. I didn't feel like I was helping anybody. But I actually got several DMs and emails from people. And surprisingly, guys are being more open. A lot of men are usually not open. But came to me for advice, and it literally made my day to just be there for somebody. I don't think y'all understand what that does for me. Like it's not a internal validation thing. It's more like I got to help someone. I made their day. That just makes me so freaking happy. Like, we did this. And I say we because it takes courage for someone to go to someone for advice in the first place. So credit to that person, but credit to me too, because God put me on this earth, I really feel like, to do those kind of things. And I was happy. So once again, always feel free to reach out to me anonymously or not anonymously. If you want to DM me with your information, that's cool. If you want to email me, it's anonymous. I don't know your email until you send it to me. And most people's email is usually not always their name. But yeah, anyway, happy New Year's. I hope you guys listen to the rest of the episode. I hope it resonates with you. I'll be talking about challenges I faced in 2019. Things I changed and things I plan to get better on, and ways for you to pick your change in 2020, whether it's internally or externally or around you, because a lot of people just don't know how to start their change. They don't know where to start, but I have some answers for you. So let me know what you think about it at the end, and I try to make it short, so hopefully you enjoy it. It is almost New Year's. Well, I'm recording this before New Year's, so it should be published on New Year's, but we'll see how this goes with editing and my time management and stuff. But this year is over, and it went by so freaking fast. Like, I've never experienced a faster year in my life. I'm about to be 22 in January. I was just 21. I felt like I was just in Vegas like 2 months ago. But we're here. And I obviously failed one of my missions. I said that I will have my intro and my new logo like right before New Year's. That has not happened. I've been super busy. I even got a second job, which I'm super blessed and happy that God granted me with it, because it has helped me out so much. So much. It's a lifesaver. But that did not happen, but I'm gonna make it happen because I'm very passionate about this podcasting. I wish I just had and made more time for it. I'm still grateful and thankful I did not do YouTube, because I would have been super behind. Like, getting yourself together in front of a camera, lighting, peace and quiet, uninterrupted, that is highly unlikely for me. My phone is always buzzing. Matter of fact, let me make sure I put my phone on Do Not Disturb while I'm talking right now. So this time I'm choosing to record without my mic set in headphones. I want to see how this actually turns out, because I did it once before, and I did get feedback from someone saying that like the volume kept changing in and out. And I think that's because I was going between using my mic set and using my handset. So we're going to see. An iPhone apparently has really good quality when it comes to mic. But once again, we will see. I did get an email as some feedback, someone thanking me a lot about the episode, about relationships and what your type is, the type of woman you are, the type of men you attract. And anyway, the person did, you know, told me that I helped them a lot and that they realized what they were doing and now they know what they should and shouldn't do. And like they just thought it was a lifesaver because at the time in their life, I guess they were in a situationship and they just felt like they was tired of BS happening for them. And she was just like, fuck this, fuck guys. And I'm just happy I could reach out to someone. But she did say that like I speak really fast, so I'm going to try to speak more thoroughly, slowly, and concisely. Okay. So this episode is about New Year stuff, but I'm not going to give you the whole New Year, New Me shenanigans that everybody does, and you need to do this, and you need to do better, and change your life, and get ready, get pumped for this 2020. I just feel like that shit is all hype to me. Like, my New Year's, personally, it starts like October or November because I mentally get myself ready. I'm already planning. I'm already putting the motions into work. So whenever 2020 actually comes here, there is no exponentially huge drastic change in my life that just has me like, oh my gosh, it's here, I have to do this, I have to do this. No, that's how people fail a lot of times because they put a deadline and they tell themselves, I'm gonna start doing this by this day. No, as soon as you think you need to start it in some kind of way, if I tell myself I'm gonna start a diet and I say I'm gonna do it January 1st, I should probably start implementing that diet as if today is January 1st. If that diet includes no carbs, maybe every time I go out and I keep getting a side of breadsticks, I can start by practicing, let's not get a breadstick this time. Let's just do some broccoli or something, you know, because then I'm already training my mind that this is about to be out of my system. I need to get more serious about it. So what I did want to talk about, though, just because I don't celebrate New Year's and do resolutions in that kind of way doesn't mean that I can't help other people, because it is an important thing. I recently, like the past 2 years or 3 years, I think I started taking New Year's in a different approach. But that doesn't mean that other people don't still stick to the traditional new me, new year, new me type of setting. And that's totally okay. So I wanted to take a moment to, you know, of course, I always want to open up about me first so you guys don't feel alone, and let you guys know what I struggled with in 2019, what I worked on and things I've gotten better at, and what my new goals is for 2020. After that, I will let you guys know how you can jumpstart your 2020, how you can pick your change, because change is so hard. It doesn't have to be, but it's hard. And there's people that are really passionate about changing. They want to do better for the next year. They want to change things. But a lot of times people just don't know where to start. They don't know where to start. They don't know how to start. They don't know exactly which part of their life they should work on. Which part is more important? Should I focus more on my relationship? Should I focus more on my health or my fitness? It gets hard. And then once you realize what sector you want to work on, it gets even harder because you're like, well, where do I start? And then you start binge watching YouTube people and YouTube channels on how they jumpstarted the 30-pound weight loss journey, or how they started their YouTube channel, or how they saved $500. Like, it becomes stressful. And before you know it, you finally have your mind made up in March, and you should have had your mind made up in January, like you planned on for New Year's, right? Right. So without further ado, you're definitely going to hear me talk about a lot of quotes, and all the quotes are going to revolve around change, because change is inevitable. Change is the only constant in life. And if we don't change, we don't grow. If we don't grow, we aren't really living. That's from Gil Sheehy, however you say his or her name. But I've always believed in that quote. So here's some things that I've been working on in 2019 that I've overcome. So, some things that I had to learn in 2019 and that I can say I've gotten at least 50% better at. Like, I'm pretty sure for some of these, I'm 100% there. I'm going to just name them off one by one, then I'll regroup to them. But the first one is reacting, apologizing, and also not holding people accountable to my high standards, and spending money I don't have. So to go back to this, a big thing, anybody that knew me or spent quality time with me in 2019 knew that I reacted to almost anything that I felt like did not, you know, make me happy. Anything that made me upset, anything that I felt like had me entirely fucked up, I was reacting to it. I had to learn that everything does not require a reaction. Everybody doesn't require a reaction. And then that's when I learned to start reading people better. I feel like I'm already pretty good at reading people. Of course, you never really know someone all the way, but you have to react to different people in different ways. Everybody is not going to learn their lesson with the same tactic. When I say that, I mean, you have some people that if you argue with them, you're feeding on to what they need. Like, they need that to keep going, and you're pushing their right buttons. Like, you got them. But you have some people where if you ignore them and you're silent with them, you're winning. You are absolutely winning. Like, that is going to make them upset. It's going to make you look like the better person, make you feel like the better person. You're getting under their skin in a different way. And you have some people, if you ignore them, that doesn't mean shit to them. They're just like, okay, whatever. You're not going to talk now. Fine. I had to learn to stop reacting to things. I was always reacting. If I didn't like something, I was speaking up about it. I was expressing how I felt. I wanted an immediate reaction back to how I felt too. And I would get upset when that wouldn't happen. The next one was apologizing. Two things. There was a movie I watched. I really like it. It was with Blake Lively. I forgot the name of it, but she basically said something that I thought was important. And she was like, women over apologize for everything, like in America, just in the world in general. And it's a subconscious thing we do. But if you notice, only women do it. We say sorry for every little thing. I bump into you in the corner. Sorry. Mess up your order. Sorry. Forgot your name. Sorry. Everything doesn't require a sorry. You know, there's other ways to say things like my bad or okay, now I know. Oh, wow, look what happened. There's other ways to do it. So over apologizing is a thing that women do that we need to stop. We don't need to say sorry for every little thing. If a guy feels offended, we don't have to say sorry because we offended them, because we meant what we said. Why are you apologizing for what you said? You thought about it, you spoke it, and you didn't feel any type of way until someone reacted in a negative way that you did not want them to feel. But you're not responsible for how you make other people feel. You're responsible for your delivery and your words and how you treat people. How they feel has nothing to do with you, but everything to do with them. That's their perception. That's their world. That's their mind. And that's another reason. That's another way that, another thing that helped me to stop reacting. Because I realized some people can say things to me and they truly didn't mean any negative intent. They could be ignorant to what they're saying. They could just not know what they're saying. Or they can mean what they're saying, but don't mean for it to hurt me or come off in any kind of way. And once I started to realize that, I realized that a reaction is not always the best thing. And everything doesn't require a reaction. Sometimes you have to read between the lines, see people for who they are. And even if they are purposely being negative or malicious, they don't deserve your energy, especially if they're going out their way to do something to you. Everyone doesn't deserve your energy, and a reaction is energy. Also, on the opposite spectrum of apologizing, I learned that I had a hard time apologizing. Like, I have pride, but for the most part, I would say I'm a responsible person. But being responsible does not mean that you're sorry all the time. It could mean the same thing. And if that's confusing for you, let me break this down. If I hurt my friend's feelings, I'm taking responsibility for that. But does that mean I'm going to say sorry? The age in 2019, early 2019, no. But now I realize that those things do go hand in hand in a way. If someone keeps doing something to me in my friendship or relationship, and they keep saying, okay, I know, I'll do better, and then they keep doing the same thing, at that point, you're choosing to do it, an apology or something is warranted to me. However, no one owes me anything. That's just how I think. So if I think that way, I try to live by this term of not treat people the way you want to be treated, but treat people the way they want to be treated. Yes, I would like it if people apologize to me, but they don't always apologize to me. But that doesn't mean that I'm not going to apologize to them. So another thing for apologizing for me, I had to learn to apologize to people because there was a lot of times in my life where I felt like I was never wrong. I don't have to apologize, or someone had to apologize first for me to apologize. And that's not a real apology. If you feel like you need a, what's the word? If you feel like you need, If you feel like you need an incentive to apologize to someone, you don't really mean that apology. Like, you don't. You don't mean it. And that's not okay to that person. They deserve better than that, and you deserve better than that. So the biggest lesson I learned is if I'm wrong, I will apologize. I need to apologize. I don't care if what that person did was worse than what I did or less, not as bad as what I did. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and I will apologize for it. If that person does not apologize to me, even if they did something worse than what I did, I'm not going to react and I'm not going to be upset. However, I know that's not the kind of person I want to keep in my life. And I've already been through that in 2019 where I dealt with someone where I was always taking responsibility, always saying sorry because I'm not perfect. And in return, I was not getting that same accountability from my partner or my friendships. And I deserve more than that. Anybody that's in that point of their life deserves more than that. I'm not mad at those people because that's probably just not where they're at in their life. They probably don't know any better where they come from or how they was raised. They probably don't believe in that kind of stuff. And that's totally okay. But I don't have to accept that. And I chose to not accept that. But that doesn't mean I'm going to change how I treat people. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And I will apologize. And I've been doing great at that this year. Really great. And I've been trying to get better at over apologizing for unnecessary things. It has to stop with women. Last but not least, I learned in 2019 to stop holding people accountable to my high standards. Friends, family, relationship partners, all of them used to get cut for every single thing they do. You've heard me say this in other podcasts, and I've learned that that is not the way to go. I don't have to hold people accountable for my expectations. And the best way to not be disappointed is to not have expectations of people. The only people you should have expectations from is yourself. No one else is competing with you. No one else is living for you but you. So if you're going to get disappointed by everybody's actions, you need to stop having expectations of those people. Now, that does not mean lower your standards. I will never, ever suggest that. I'm saying don't have expectations of other people. That's all that is. And I had to learn that because I was holding people accountable, making people feel bad. And, you know, if they need to feel bad, of course they can feel bad, but it shouldn't be pressured. And I was like, even with my parents, my mom, like, we'll get into an argument or something, and she could be 100% in the wrong. And I make her feel bad about it, or I tell her, you know, you did this, this, and that, and I could be 100% right, but is that really my place to do it? Someone should know when they're wrong, but if they don't, it's okay to tell them. But you don't have to make it so harsh, if that makes sense. There's one thing to be like, you did this, this, and that. You're a bad person. I would never do this to you. How would you feel if someone did this to you? Versus you saying, hey, you did this. I don't like this. I don't think this is very friend-like. And I need you to do better. I just don't appreciate how this is happening. There's a total difference in those two deliveries of communication. And I learned that. 2019, I achieved that. And now when people don't reach my expectations or I feel upset about something, I pull back a little bit and I reevaluate, Asia, what is really the issue here? Why are you really upset? Is this something that could happen again? And if it is, how are you going to prevent this from happening? And is it in your control? The last question is everything. I don't care if all those other questions had great answers, but the last question I just said, is it in your control? If it is not in my control, I need to let that shit go, that person go. I'm not saying let the person go, like cut them off, but love people from a distance, care about them from a distance, know that that's just who they are and there's nothing you can do about it. But that doesn't mean you have to accept it. I know I've said that already. And so through those changes, I've felt myself have drawbacks and discomforts, and it made me want to revert to my old ways of not apologizing and overreacting again and holding people accountable. But any change, even change for the better, is always accompanied by drawbacks and discomforts. It is. I've experienced it. 2019 has been a huge self-reflection year for me. I've gotten extremely humble this year due to experiences and people. And there's some things I will never do again. But that doesn't mean that my growth has been easy. There has been plenty of times where I did a 360 and went right back to the old Asia I was. And there's been times where I almost did it and I caught myself. The little voice in my head is like, uh-oh, Asia, here you go. Did they just say this shit? Oh, fuck. Exit, Asia. Exit the room. Leave. Exit gracefully, quietly, nicely, respectfully. Mission accomplished. And then I'm done. I know that probably sounds crazy. I have a voice in the back of my head, but it is what it is. And it helps me get through. So now I'm going to talk to you guys about how to make your change. So another quote, change before you have to. That is from Jack Welch. Take that how you want. Everybody's perception is different, but this is how I perceive it. If you refuse to change, there will come a point in your life where you will be forced to. I'll give an example. If you are unhealthy, you don't like working out, you hate vegetables, you hate fruit, you're constantly eating out, and people think that only obese people have this problem, but there's skinny people that have this problem too. And that's why people get surprised that, oh, she's a diabetic or she has high cholesterol. She's so tiny and skinny. You could still look healthy, but be super unhealthy on the inside. So once again, if you are doing all these negative impacts and then you get to the doctor and they tell you, hey, you have diabetes or hey, you have high cholesterol or these medical problems that are going to prevent you from having a long and healthy, happy life, you're about to be forced to change with insulin, with dietary supplements, with limited access to, I don't know, it could be as simple as if you're too big, not having an airport seat. You know how uncomfortable or insecure that makes certain people that you can't travel because of your weight, because you have to buy more than one airplane seat? No, that is not okay. Or, because you can't go this long without eating food, and maybe the flight is a 20-hour flight, but because you're a diabetic now and you need food and the food that's provided isn't the food that you want or can eat, now you're about to suffer. It is the little things that can force you to change that you don't think about. So the quote said, change before you have to. So this segment that I'm about to talk about right now is a little advice to help you choose your change for 2020. As I said before, it can be really hard to have change, to know where you want to change, what areas of your life you want to change in. This method I'm about to give you, sorry, I'm recovering from being sick. But this method I'm about to give you, I used myself in a way, but I came up with a better way, and I have not used this new method, but I'm encouraging other people to use this new method. Only reason why I haven't used this new method, because if you know me, I am constantly trying to find ways to improve myself. So I don't need to do this. And this is a good way. This is a good thing to use for anybody that is trying to try something new. If you realize that your old ways did not work and you want a new method and a new way to hold yourself accountable and to work on yourself for 2020, because everybody has New Year's traditions. Everybody wants to change something. Typically, it is always health or traveling or money. Like everybody, that's everybody's goal in every new year. I want to lose weight, or I want to look toned, or I want to save this amount of money, or I want to travel here. All right, but baby steps. Everything is conquerable if you put your mind to it, honestly. But if you have been having the same goal for the past 3 years, that means something has not been working. Now, I'm not trying to shit on nobody, because I've had the same goals and some of my goals haven't been met. But I've also had multiple goals. For example, one of the main goals I had 2019, I wanted to get down to 175 pounds. I used to be 220, and then I got down to 185. And I was like 10 more pounds. So one of my goals was 175 pounds. My other goal was to travel to certain places. And I did travel to almost every place I wanted to go to. Some of it was schooling. And shoot, I forgot the other ones. But in the end, I realized that I achieved every goal I wanted to do in 2019, except for hit that 175 pounds. The lowest I got was 178, y'all. Like, I was so close. And this, I'm saying this to make you feel better, because I know recently I literally just said, if you have been having the same goal for the past 3 years, you need to change. Something's not working. You know, I've been there too. But on the flip side, I accomplished every other goal I wanted to. So if that has also been you, don't be hard on yourself. So this new method, you can choose your change by choosing a sector in your life. Here's how this is going to work. Make a list. And make a list of everything that is important to you in your life. I don't care if on a scale of 1 to 10, it's only a 1 of importance. Put it on your list. And here's an example. So if I was making this list, I would start writing a bunch of things like finances, spirituality, self-love, love life, dating, friendships, relationships, family, education, finances, dieting, health and fitness, mental health, emotional communication. This list also should include things that you know you need to work on. It doesn't always have to be things that, oh, I want this to get better. I want this to be lavish and fantastic and have this revenge or comeback body or money or whatever. It can be little things that you know you need to work on. Procrastination, communication, apologizing, attitude, any of those things. So literally write a list of all those things, tear them up in little pieces, not little pieces, but like strips. So have a strip of communication, a strip of self-love, a strip of dieting and fitness, of self, a strip of communication, and I don't know. And then flip them, put it in a bowl, a cup, a cap, whatever you can to mix it up. You already kind of did the hard part in a way. And whenever you get this bowl, mix it up. And it's important that this next step, you don't cheat yourself, okay? Realize that everything you put in that bowl or cup, whatever you put it in, everything you put in there is important. So there is no wrong pull. There literally is not a wrong pull. If you pull something, you're just like, damn, I was hoping that I didn't get fitness. I really wanted to work on my finances. Okay, you didn't get it, but you're still challenging yourself to do something. And who's to say you can't do that in the meantime? This is a way to get you to direct your focus single-handedly to on something that you knew and you already stated you wanted to work on. You just didn't put it as a priority in your mind. So this right here is the first step to change. And it's going to be difficult because you're going to be fighting with yourself to pick a different stick or paper out of that bowl. And that's what you do not need to do. However, if you want to pick up another one and add on to that responsibility, you can do that. Or something I did in 2017, every month I did a different thing. So 1 month I literally had a journal where it's like a circle and it was like a Venn diagram of things, and I made myself do it. So in the Venn diagram, it'll be like 6 little bubbles outside of it. And one would be like, get a pedicure, go play volleyball, volunteer at least 3 times, do a squat challenge, call my grandparents every week. And I made sure I did all of those things in January. February, make a new list. So that can work for you too. That's why I said this method I have not used before, because I've already did similar things to it before. This is just me enhancing it for you guys. So when you pull that first one out, and let's say it's communication, the next step is writing out how you need to fix that. So prime example, a lot of us neglect what people tell us. If you know you need to work on communication, that's because people have probably told you that. Now, in this moment in time, when it's time for you to write out what you need to work on, you feel like you can't come up with anything. That's because you're being in denial. And that's okay, but that means you need to dig deep inside and see what people are talking about. If girls are always saying, you never text back fast enough, you're not consistent, or you go days or weeks without talking to me, or your family's like, I never hear from you, Take heed to that. You need to write that down. So on your list of communication, you could be like, call my family at least once a week or text them every other morning. Try to talk to my girlfriend more often, send good morning text or good night text, or, you know, text her in the middle of the day to check on her every day. I don't care if you have to set a reminder. Y'all need to do that. And then once you write those sectors out, you already made the whole goal for yourself of communication. Just that one task for 2020. You got it. Now, if you feel like you can do that, you can pull a second one. I usually don't. I don't think I would really support that, only because change is already hard for people. If you're resistant to change, like I was resistant to change, this shit's about to be hard for you, because communication is an easy thing for me to fix. But one thing I'm working on is ghosting people. I ghost people all the time just because I don't like them, or I'm tired of them, or I'm annoyed, or I'm bored. That's something I need to work on. So if you want to change your 2020, do that method. Write things down that you value, cut them up, put them in a bowl, mix them up, pull one out, and start your work from there. I think an average person that is in a healthy mindset, if you're not in any sticky situations or recovering from any major breakups or family or loss or anything, I think an average person can take 3, because you're probably going to be like, oh, I can do more than 3. 3 is actually really hard because it requires consistent practice, and sometimes that practice is not in your control. A lot of the practice that I got from 2019 was with people, and unfortunately you can't take back what you say with people. So that practice is kind of like permanent practice, if you know what I mean. So whenever you pull these things and you make your list and you set these boundaries for yourself, things you're going to change, things you're going to stop allowing people to do to you, things you're going to start making yourself do, the change starts to get hard when you start to practice it. And then on top of that, you're trying to focus on 2 other sectors of your life. Yeah, it's going to be a lot. Pick 3 and focus on it. All right, lastly, since I said that, the things that you guys work on, I can't wait to hear what you guys are going to work on. Remember, you can always email me or DM me on Instagram. My Instagram is _AsiaLicious. My email is MissAsiaRenee@gmail.com. You can also find that in my Instagram bio. You can message me anonymous. A lot of people don't like Instagram because obviously your information is all on there, but you can always email me so you don't have a face to the name, if that makes sense. And you can let me know what you plan on doing. If you just want to share feedback, that's great. If you want advice on how to work on certain areas of your life in 2020, or even if you have questions about me that'll make your experience, I guess, more helpful, reach out to me for literally anything. I'm an open book when people ask me questions, not just for the fun of it. So to help you guys out, I'll express to you some things I'm working on in 2020. I'm working on ghosting people. I am horrible. Today I had my first practice where I basically told someone like, hey, you're cool, I thought I liked you, but this is not working because, you know, I value communication and consistency. And I didn't feel bad about it at all. At first, I was just like, why did I do this? Because, like I said before, any type of change is always accompanied by drawbacks and discomfort. And I was highly uncomfortable doing that. And then I thought about it. Why am I uncomfortable with being respectful and exiting a situation with peace and dignity? I don't know why I was uncomfortable, but I'm pretty sure it has a lot to do with me sticking to my usual, which is ghosting people, not talking to people, drawing back, refraining from an explanation at all. But I know for a fact I would hate it if someone ever ghosted me for no reason, especially if I like them. I don't know if this guy really likes me or not. I care, but I don't care because I don't know how to explain it. I feel like when someone likes me, I would know it. You should never not know how much someone likes you. Granted that, you know, people are different to read. People express themselves differently. But there's too many men out here in this world. There's too many people out here in this world for anybody to ever be stuck or hung up on one specific person. Which is why a lot of these practices for me come easy. Because I realize, oh, this is just one person. Let's practice this exercise, Asia. Let's practice this thing that we're trying to get better on. get better at. And so instead of me ghosting that person, because we were talking at least every day, but it was just like little messages here and there. And to me, that's not really enough. I'm already a busy person. And if I'm making time to look at my phone for you, it better be worth it. And it wasn't worth it after a while. So I left that shit alone. No hard feelings or nothing, but it was a way for me to not ghost that person. I'm working on not ghosting people in 2020. And it's not just guys. It's my friends too. If my friends do something I don't like, a lot of people don't even know that I'm not their friends anymore. Like, they think we're friends, but we're not. I chose to not talk to you anymore. No, we didn't go through a lapse of time of just not talking. You know, she's busy and I'm busy. No, I ghosted you in this friendship, and that is not okay. Like, I'm not saying that with pride. I'm saying that because that's what happened, and that's not okay. I would never want someone to walk around parading our friendship around if I don't even see us as friends. That's fucked up. Because what if I was doing that to someone? That's fucked up. What if I was like, yeah, this is my best friend, and my quote-unquote best friend is like, bitch, we not friends? Like, but I never got the memo because she ghosted me. No, I would totally not be okay with that. Another goal I'm working on for 2020 is spending money I don't have. I learned that hard in 2019. And there was times I had money, there's times I didn't have money, and then there's times where, like, I obviously wasn't prepared for the worst. You know, when people owe you money back, and it's not just regular people, like banks, airports, oh, we're gonna refund you the money back. Like, no, you took my fucking money, I want my money now. That shit adds up when people keep owing you money and then you don't get it back in a timely manner and your bank is like, hey, where my money at? No, that'll never happen again. So I'm working on that in 2020, spending money I don't have, building my finances. I plan to be at least 60% debt-free by the end of 2020. And that's with my car and credit cards too, which is another reason why I got the second job. And the second job is paying off way better and faster than I expected. I'm super blessed. And I thank God for that so much, because I prayed and prayed and prayed. And he brought me amazing miracles at this job and just random people being nice to me in general. Last thing I'm working on in 2020 is to only say yes if I really want to do it. I have no problem saying no, but a lot of times I say yes because I feel like I need a balance in my life with people, and I feel like if I keep saying no, then I'm not going to have people in my life, and that is not the case. I just finished reading a book called The Life-Changing Magic of Not Giving a Fuck. I thought I already didn't give a fuck, but apparently I had a lot of work to do. The book taught me a lot about myself. And one of the main things it taught me was that you have people that know how to say no, such as myself. But then you also have people that say yes in fear of losing their friendships and relationships. And I would wholeheartedly admit that I'm kind of like that. I feel like if I keep saying no to my friends, they're not going to want to hang out with me. They're not going to want to invite me nowhere. So I feel like I have to keep a balance and say yes sometimes. I do feel like you should always have some type of equality in your friendships. So I'm not totally against saying yes, but if I really don't want to be there, why am I spending my time, my money, and my energy being in a place I don't want to be? You know, there's different ways to spend time with people without feeling uncomfortable and feeling like you're sacrificing yourself, you know? So that's something that I had to work on. And I will be working on in 2020. And it's not just with friends, it's with family. It's with coworkers and work in general. I am not saying yes to something I really don't want to do, especially if there's not an incentive. I do everything with an incentive. If you tell me, Asia, I'll pay half for your ticket if, you know, we go here, hell yes, I'm gonna go. You just gave me an incentive. Like, I don't care if I don't like certain things. I like it now. So that is all I have for you. I wanted to make this episode short. I wanted to wish you guys a happy New Year's and a happy 2020. And I hope to hear back from you guys through email or even in the reviews. I know my stuff is available on multiple platforms. So whether you're listening to this on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, Breaker, whatever app, your Google Play, whatever you're listening to it on, feel free to leave a feedback or a rating. If you really don't like it, you can leave a 1-star. If you like it, leave a 5-star. If you have feedback, Say whatever it is you need to say. You can always email me, DM me, whatever it is you want. I actually had a guy recently DM me on Instagram about advice for a girl because he didn't really know if he got friend zoned or not, what he should or shouldn't do. And basically, he just wasn't being aggressive with the girl. I'm not saying it in a negative way, but when you want something, you have to go for it. You can't just leave little minor clues out there because there's going to be a guy out there that likes what he sees and he's going to go after it wholeheartedly. And you can lose out on somebody just because you didn't show enough interest. And that's basically what I had to tell him. But I was just happy that he felt comfortable to tell me those things. And he gave me lots of love and he thanked me a lot. He was like, thanks for reading all these paragraphs. And that stuff makes my day. I don't even know these people, but I like helping people. I like doing something for them. And he even said to me, I try to talk to my guy friends, but all of them like, fuck that bitch. There's many girls out here. There's other girls out here. And he's just like, I don't want to hear that. Like, that's not what I need to hear. And I want to applaud guys for that. If you're listening, thank you. If you know that you have friends like that and you acknowledge that and you want better for yourself, I'm so proud of you because everybody around us is not always good for us. And his friends didn't tell him what he really needed to hear. That's not what he needed to hear. He really liked that girl, so he needed real advice. And instead of them saying, man up, go talk to her, or giving him suggestive creative ideas, they dismissed this girl. They dismissed his desire, and that's not what he needed. And for the men out there that go seeking better advice instead of falling to that peer pressure, I'm proud of you. There will be a woman out there for you that would appreciate that. I'm pretty sure your mother appreciates that. And it'll work out in the end. You know, people just need to mature and develop. And your friends just so happen to not be at that point in their life right now. So, yeah, I'm really happy when you guys reach out to me. Like, seriously, it makes my day. So, Happy New Year's. I'll be putting out another episode, I'm pretty sure, before my birthday in January. Aquarius, baby. And I still plan to do it every month, a podcast at least once a month. But I really am trying to get down to once a week. We'll see. All right. If you made it this far, you finished the episode. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening. As I said before, I really can't get better or know what you guys want to hear until you guys send me commentary in the reviews or DMs or emails. So once again, my information for Instagram is _AsiaLicious. My email is MissAsiaRenee@gmail.com. And you can always leave a review on any platform that you're listening to. I want to hear what you guys have planned for the New Year's. I want to hear what y'all struggles were, the good and bad thing, the highlights. I'll probably post like a questionnaire on my Instagram or something just to get y'all minds thinking and reflecting so you can know what your year really was about, because this year just went by so fast for everybody. But thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, Asia Renee Hightower, and I love each and every one of you guys, and I look forward to putting out more content for you guys. And my birthday is January 27th. Show me much love. I can't wait. I'm probably not even going to do anything, but it's just that, like, I just had such a great evolving year that I'm ready for 22. But honestly, I want to stay 21 forever. Like, this number just feels good so far. But all right, bye you guys.